All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Weiler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling
like... Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. They have great specials at Granger Nissan of Anderson right now. I am looking at a 2019 Rogue for payments of just $284 a month. I'm looking at pop-ups of Vanessa, the site operator, with their VIP sales on there. You can chat right now. You can ask questions. I need to ask Vanessa if she listens to the Mickey Plano Show. Wonder how that would go over. You want me to ask it and see how it works? All right, of course I'll ask that. Book a test drive. Do all this online. Pre-search. Do everything online there. Don't worry about your payment. Search by payment. It makes it really, really, really easy. So great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. 324-0650. They're located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. You're going to love your time at Granger Nissan and this great summer of SUVs, what all's going on there. I always love 8:05 on a Thursday because Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com joins us, even though he's got a big one tonight with Game 6 in Golden State. Good morning, Paul Strelo. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Great. You know, when I was in the recruiting business many, 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 many moons ago, I had to know where the difference in Hillcrest Dazzle and Hillcrest of Simpsonville. You've got to know the difference in Santa Anita and Santa Monica. You've got to know the difference in California, man. I don't know anything about the geography out in California, but, man, you've got to do a geography lesson here, it seems like.
With the pack that's come in from Clemson for this camp, you know, I certainly knew, obviously, the big high schools. You're familiar with the names, but I don't think I truly even appreciated DJ Uiagalelei and several of the teammates from St. John Bosco. They brought a couple other kids from California, from Matter Day, Jalen Davies and Race John Davis. I don't think I truly necessarily appreciated just how big of a rivalry those two schools have, and just kind of the coming together that came on for those folks to all just kind of travel together, spend the week together. Yeah, there were, I don't know if there were great relationships there. I don't know if they despised each other or anything, but there is a contentiousness between the schools. So it's heartwarming to see recruiting, you know, bring folks together from all parts and walks.
Well, that's what Dabo Swinney's doing. He's just uniting the world all around everything. there would be an angry mob outside of my studio if I did not ask you about your evaluation, what you saw from DJ Uiagalelei from his time that he has worked out here at this camp.
It's amazing how many angry mobs line up for you every week.
They do, every single week. That's what we do.
Yeah. I think Uiagalelei is kind of what we thought he would be. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'5", 240. You know, I think what really kind of jumps out is, I mean, he has a very good arm, but how effortless it is, you know, because of his body size and the torque and the baseball pedigree. You know, there are a lot of guys who, you know, there are some who have comparable arms, but they've got to put a lot more effort in driving the ball to the sideline. And Uiagalelei's throws are pretty effortless. With his size and with all he's got going behind his throws. So I think that's the thing maybe that's been reinforced for me this week is it just is pretty natural for him to have that kind of arm strength, that kind of velocity, to be that good.
The other guys that were the other California guys, and they had an offer maybe coming out of it. I don't know, maybe one more than one offer coming out of it. What's the storyline of the supporting cast coming in from California?
Well, there's a couple of guys that have stood out or have gotten attention. Bo Collins, a a 6'4", 6'5", probably close to 200-pound receiver that is a 2021 teammate of Uiagalelei. I think he reported an offer late last night from Clemson, really after they got done working out. And I think what we've seen through camp performance this week is that, yeah, he's good enough. A big young man who I think when you put on the film has more speed and agility than you necessarily anticipate. But I think he's had a good week, showed some good ball skills, soft hands, catching the ball. I think Jalen Davies, the corner out of Santa Ana, Mater Dei, had a good week. I don't know if he'll quite hit the Clemson standard. We'll see on that. But I think he's had I think he's a solid prospect that we've seen. And I think as well as 2022 offensive lineman, Ernest Green, I think he's probably 6'3", 6'4", 300. But I think just kind of the way he's put together, you see some physical tools there that whether he's tackle or guard, I think remains to be seen depending on where he goes. Probably more prototypically guard size, but at the college level, that means less if you've got the feet to play tackle. I think he could be a guy, in 2 years that a lot of schools end up recruiting.
We had a couple of wide receivers in the 2020 class that are in town. Did both those guys work out? I'm meaning Henderson and Williams. Both work out, one workout, not work out. Your impressions of what you saw from a position really still of need and two guys that are kind of vying for one of the two spots, I would say.
Yeah, I would say really the two guys that are in Clemson's wheelhouse that are both takes for them are Xavier Henderson from Miami Columbus, Florida, and then E.J. Williams from Phoenix City Central High School in Alabama, where Justin Ross, Ray Thornton, consecutive signees Clemson has gotten from that high school. They've worked out independently, although they were there at the same time, coinciding with one period on Wednesday. Henderson arrived Monday and departed yesterday afternoon, and we've got some more about him on the site this morning. He worked out yesterday. And then E.J. Williams came back, and then after he arrived, he worked out in the evening session last night. I think what you see from Henderson is really good speed. He's got a stride, and once he gets going, he is fast and chews up a lot of space. Very good times in the 200 and 100, more of a 200 guy in track. I think you compare him reasonably to Clemson's latest acquisition out of Florida, Frank Ladson. Maybe a little shorter, but a guy who's thin, long-limbed right now, as he puts on weight, I think you see a really high ceiling with him. E.J. Williams from Justin Ross School, those kind of comparisons are inevitable, but they're really two different types of prospects. Williams, 6'3", 188. I think he gives you a little more agility than he probably gets credit for, but I a guy who's a little more refined at receiver. I think it'd be unfair to put possession tag on him, but I think that is more of the style of receiver you would get out of him. Kind of thinking the way Travion Thompson, different types of prospects. But I think someone who could be a contributor in that manner for Clemson.
Is there a way you have now seen those two, and then you saw a Joe last week? I think I'm saying that right. I'll let you correct me if I'm wrong on that one. Is there a way that you have been able to, rank, prioritize those three players, one better than the other two better than the other one?
Oh, I know. My rank means a lot less than Clemson's rank, but I think I like Henderson. For me, is the best I've seen of them. I think he has the highest upside. I think the networks have come around, rivals included, to giving him a big rankings bump, and I think really he ends up a top 100 prospect. Probably between 50 to 100, but a 6.0 on our rating scale would be where I think he will end up. The other two, I think, are as much a matter of taste. I think if you're Clemson and you have put in the time with with E.J. Williams. You've got strong relationships at high school. You know he is definitely a personality fit here as many times as he has visited. You know he's good enough and meets your standard. I think those are a lot of boxes to check in your comfort level that he can be successful at Clemson. And so I think those add up with the talent to where you probably put him in a higher position on your board. A Joe, I think you're looking a little more at potential. An upside type guy. I view him athletically in the same vein as a Joe Ngata. I don't know that he's nearly as refined as Ngata was at this point coming out of high school. As a matter of fact, I know he's not. But I think it just in terms of size, his build, the way he runs, I think they are similar in those types. Can you turn him into an Ngata? We would have to see over time. But I think the possibility of doing so would be intriguing to Clemson and why he got the offer there. But I believe, I like Henderson. And then I think there are a lot of reasons to add up why Williams, fits and then checks a lot of the boxes for Clemson.
That's the wide receiver spot. Paul, it appears to be pretty clear now that Clemson kind of zoned in on their tight end. Is it the writing on the wall that Clemson will end its tight end board here in the next couple weeks?
It's Sage Enos, 6'4", I'm trying to remember his way off the top of my head, but 235, I think, from Tallahassee, Florida, Lincoln High School. They're pretty close to the shadows of Florida State. But, he just came off his first year there. He actually went to Graceville High School and was a quarterback there for a little while, which isn't too far away. But, he didn't necessarily grow up a diehard Florida State guy. And I don't think it helped Florida State either. Florida State came in, offered a couple weeks ago after Willie Taggart saw Enos play against his son in a spring jamboree. And then that kind of spawned Miami, South Carolina, others throwing offers. I think before he made his decision, Enos wanted to see if he could earn a Clemson offer. Came to camp last week, got that offer on the day he was there, and I think that, I think as we quoted him saying, that one made a big splash in the water, and I don't believe he was underselling it. So he's on a series of school visits this week with his high school team, neither to Florida State nor Clemson. And I think a decision will come from him very soon when he gets back this weekend. I think we have projected him to Clemson, so that's about as strong a statement as we tend to make. And I think that it's been very sensibly there for Clemson, and I think the fact that Florida State had recruited him for a considerable amount of time but held off pulling the trigger on an offer, waited, I think that also kind of factored into the equation here.
Any other 2020 news? I mean, that pretty much puts a bow on that, except for the five stars of Birch or Flo or Small, maybe some of those other guys. But and then maybe an oversign at other positions. But it seems like to me, Paul, that you're going to be doing an awful lot of 2021 stuff here pretty soon. Or already have, but much more in the future.
Do anticipate that Clemson will have the vast majority of its class wrapped up by the end of the summer. But there are always developments. Circumstances always change. So I don't think it will be done. You talk about Justin Flo, the five-star linebacker ranked number 2 nationally from Upland, California. Our regional analyst out there has reported that he will be in for an unofficial visit in conjunction with Clemson's cookout there in late July. And Georgia and Alabama, I think, are also factors. And there's an official visit set to Alabama in September. So still a ways to go on that one. And I don't know that that Clemson turns down an elite player of that caliber. And I don't think you discount Brent Venables at this point in recruiting someone like that. So there's still a couple names out there. But as far as spots to fill, I think that those are getting fewer and further between as the summer goes on here.
in our final minute and a half or so, Paul, the 2021 class, the names are starting to come together. You've written about so many of them. For someone that is like me, trying to turn their attention to 2021, from the last two Dabo Swinney camps now, wrapping these things up here, is there a guy or two, a storyline or two, a position or two, or even in 2022 class, maybe of a guy that really, really just got your attention?
Hold on. I think a couple of them, the one that got my attention the most, I think, was Deon Colsey, 2021 receiver out of Athens, Georgia, Athens Academy. I don't think he's necessarily married to UGA. I think UGA can be a factor there. But, among the many 2021 receivers that have come through, I think Colsey, with his size, combined with his pass-catching ability and his athleticism, I think he jumped out to me as a strong candidate for Clemson. Jake Briningstool, Clemson's had a number of the highly regarded 2021 tight ends coming through, and I think Briningstool really distinguished himself with his receiving ability, a little thinner than some of the other guys, but I think he's the best receiver we've seen come through among the tight ends of any class, and so Clemson's offer to him here this week I think was notable. A guy I think will be pertinent to Clemson would be a couple of them. I think one, a linebacker, Power Eccles, who was at camp yesterday. Not the biggest linebacker at 6'2", but I think Brent Venables has shown that he likes smaller linebackers, and I think Eccles is a high productivity guy who fits Clemson's profile and will check a lot of the boxes they like. We've written some about him this morning and some new developments there. A Nyland Green, cornerback from Newton High School in Covington, Georgia, kind of fits that profile of the Trayvon Mullins and, A.J. I don't think he's A.J. Terrell five-star status, but I think in terms of the physical mold that Clemson has put a series of together of at the cornerback position, I think Green is a name to watch for Clemson going forward. So a couple of guys in that regard, as well as one or two defensive tackles that I think will be in the conversation.
A lot to keep up with. The place to find it and the place to subscribe right now is TigerIllustrator.com. You got a lot to unveil, a lot to put out there. Tell us about the website and what's coming up.
Sure. Final day of camp, getting ready to get underway here. So we'll have the returns from that this afternoon, as well as start rolling out a lot of the interviews and comments from the bigger names who've been here. We've got more coming, obviously, with our Monday Insider. Kind of tying everything together with some news on some of the different targets, particularly for this class for Clemson. So, as we've seen over time, and I think as we've just framed, this summer will be significant for pulling together some of these final biggest name pieces. And I think we see the dominoes start falling, over these next 2 months.
Place to find it, Tiger Illustrated. .com. Paul, great luck tonight. Hopefully forcing a game 7. But good luck with the Warriors tonight.
Hey, appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. That's Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, on the way to the final of Dabo Swinney's camps. So I know he's looking forward to that. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I always look forward to hearing from Mark and the great folks at Prime Lending and Amanda and all the great folks over there. Look, here's the bottom line is that these are local people that are going to help you out. I see online now, when I get my pop-up ads, I see on my television screen all the time now, these companies all over the country of trying to get you to get your mortgage done with them now. And I get it. I mean, it's a major industry. I get all that. I just like the fact that I have a local company that I sit down with, talk to with. They look at me, they look me in the eye, they shake my hand, they're advocates for me. They look at my situation, look at my wife's situation, look at all of our finances are and all of our credit scores and everything. And they sit down and kind of structure a plan specifically for me. And there's no better example of that than what we did with our remodel deal. That the way Mark did it was no way that I even thought we could do it. And as it worked out, it was awesome. So they were able to do it. We love what they did for us. You'll love dealing with them as well. They make it very simple. They've streamlined this thing. They made it as simple as they can do. To find out more about refinancing, about remodeling, or about buying that next home, is Prime Lending SC. Sportsnet.com. We'll come back after three straight guests. I want to hear from Mr. Orr 24, U.S. Open about to get underway out at Pebble Beach. We'll talk tee times, talk some highlights, talk some things to watch for and TV coverage when you come back right after this.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece dinner combo for just $5.55. Or bring a friend and get two for $10. Each combo includes a leg and a thigh, a biscuit, a fixin', and a legendary iced tea. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson. New donors earn $250 for five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $360 per month. Walk-ins are welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CAP bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment at BioTestPlasma.com or in person at 500 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson next to Gold's Gym.
For nearly 25 years, the Husqvarna Auto Mower has been the number one best-selling auto mower worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends again and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. It's that simple. Easily Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers, and they've been making happy homeowners for years with the entire line of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Trust the experts at Easy Lawn and Garden and the ingenuity of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. It's Easy Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, heading into downtown Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
That's the only the second or third time I've heard that. When you Bruce Springsteen comes out tomorrow. Nice. You know, we try to keep you up with times. Just keep up with everything else going on. Good stuff there.
We know Upper Management's a huge Bruce fan, so we try to keep up with
buddy.
It.
Buddy, huge.
Talk up to the boss a little bit, you know?
The boss and the boss.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works. I am great to tell you that upper management's like a lot of folks there. The Father's Day and Father's Day stuff coming up. Katichi has five things I want to tell you about. I'm going to go in reverse order this time. Fly fishing lessons at Katichi in Hartwell, Georgia. If your dad is fly fishing, not in fly fishing, needs to get into fly fishing, is a novice at fly fishing, you get two lessons for $100. Those are hour and a half lessons each, and they provide the equipment for you. That's a really cool deal. Speaking of lessons, golf lessons with Jeff Gotham, the Ledbetter Golf Academy, normally $240 for three lessons, now $195 in the package for Father's Day special. The stay and play, this is what you need to do. You get a night in their awesome, luxurious suites there and around the golf for $165. That's normally $254. The passes, the golf passes, you can buy around the golf for your dad for $40 plus tax, or you can buy five for $200. All that's going on now. Father's Day is a big deal at Katichi. It's a family-owned business. Matter of fact, the family works there, and I've had some unbelievable times there. This is one of my favorite families to deal with, and these are great people. So it's a big deal and a big Father's Day deal. So golf and accommodations and lessons and fishing and all, take care of that. To find out more, you can go to katichi.com, KATECHE.com. Beautiful Hartwell, Georgia. Just an awesome deal there. Here's a good question from Greg in Columbia.
Sure.
Does the U.S. Open have a good app for the iPhone?
Do we know that?
I don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you this. It will fall short of Augusta National.
You don't know that?
No.
I'm looking at a number right now.
It will fall short of Augusta National, but hopefully better than what we saw from the PGA Championship. You're trying to follow PGA. You didn't.
I hated it.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
It was miserable.
Right. It was bad. I can tell you this, that as far as the U.S. Open and watching it, you can stream it at usopen.com. Is that what you're on right now?
I am downloading the U.S. Open app.
Okay.
So just give me one moment.
You can go to usopen.com, and they're going to have feature groups, and they have live stream for holes 7, 8, and 17. For today, as a matter of fact, like from the round time is 9:45 Eastern time. From 10:45 to a.m. to 10:30, you'll have feature groups. At 10:51, the feature group is Rahm, Leishman, and McIlroy. 11:13, feature group, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Graham McDowell. 4:47, feature group, Francisco Molinari, Victor Hovland, and Brooks Koepka. And 5:09, feature group, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Tiger Woods. Also, they have live stream at usopen.com from 11:30 a.m. Eastern time to 9:30 p.m. on holes 7, 8, and 17. And most importantly, full simulcast live stream on Fox Sports Live. But you can go to FS1 on your television from 12:30 to 7:30, and Fox 21 from 7:30 to 10:30 on the Big Fox. So, Texture said the U.S. Open app for the iPhone is great. You had something to interject there. I
was just curious as to when the TV coverage was going to begin, but you answered that question.
TV coverage, 12:30 today, 12:30 to 7:30 on Fox Sports 1, and then on Fox, 7:30 to 10:30.
Now, the U.S. Open app is, of course, in Pacific time, so Tiger Woods is going off at 2:09 p.m.
Right, right. Remember that now. Remember that you got all that going on. Tomorrow, round two starts at 9:45 Eastern time. The feature groups tomorrow from 11 starting at 11 o'clock. The whole stream started at 11:30, and they go always at 9:30. The TV coverage again tomorrow the same, 12:30 to 7:30 on Fox Sports 1, 7:30 to 10:30 on Fox. Same thing, you can stream all that as well on Fox Sports Live. And then Saturday, it's all on Fox. There's no Fox Sports 1. Still the same usopen.com coverage, still same feature groups and holes 7, 8, and 17. Boy, those are beautiful holes, by the way. On Saturday and Sunday. But from 12 until 10 p.m. on Fox on Saturday and 12 till 9 p.m. on Fox on Sunday. Remember, the 3 hours behind, and it doesn't get dark till 9 o'clock now, seemingly. So you got primetime golf on Fox and Fox Sports 1. Altogether, see if I'm right by saying this, Mr. 24, that's 10 hours, that's 20 hours That's 9 hours. That's 29. That's 38 hours of live coverage on Fox Sports 1 and Fox. So that should be pretty good.
I am excited.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Let me give you some tea times, some times of interest.
Use a little afternoon tea today.
It all starts 6:45 this morning. Sam Saunders, Carlos Ortiz, and Marcus Frazier off number one. Luis Gagne, Sepp Straka, and Julian Otulian off number 10. Feature group-wise, guys you would care about-wise, you have Bubba Watson, Haitong Lee, and J.B. Holmes at 7. Oh, sorry, let me go over it. At 10:40 our time. Kyle Stanley, Billy Horschel, Danny Willett at 10:40 off number 10.
I never care about Danny Willett.
Really?
The biggest hoax in Masters history.
No.
Danny Willett?
Look what he did to win the Masters, dude.
Yeah, look what he's done since.
It's okay.
That's why I said the biggest hoax in Masters history.
No.
I hate Danny. They had to eat fish and chips the year after. Goodness gracious.
10:51 this morning, Zach Johnson, Martin Keimer, Ernie Els.
No, I don't like that group.
10:51 off number 10, John Rahm, Mark Leishman, Roy McIlroy.
I really like that group.
Rory. At 11:02 a.m., Soo Kim, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day. 11:02 off number 10, Justin Thomas, Kevin Kisner, Bryson DeChambeau.
I love that group.
Keep an eye out for this fella right here. Irishman Shane Lowry.
Shane.
11:13. With Hatton and Woodland. Keep an eye for Woodland as well. I don't know. Woodland, the driver's out.
Shane's bound to have a massive golf tournament.
11:13 off number 10. Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Graham McDowell.
This time change is going to be a disaster. It's going to be an absolute disaster.
No, stop. We're good. 11:24 off number 10. I did that on purpose.
This is going to be a disaster.
Cameron Smith, Matt Wallace, Xander Schauffele. Off number 10 at 11:24, Hideki Matsuyama, Sergio Garcia, Tommy Fleetwood. Patrick Reed, Louis Oosthuizen, and Jonathan Vegas at 11:35 off number 10.
8:35.
Western. Pacific. Western. guys you care about here. Then we have a little bit of a lag in there before we get to...
Hey, everybody needs an afternoon nap.
Paul Casey, Patrick Cantlay, Lucas Glover at 4:25 this afternoon. Francisco Molinari, Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka at 4:47 off of number 10. Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Tiger Woods, 5:09 p.m. off of number 1 today. So Tiger will hit the first fairway, I think. Watch me jinx him on that one. So anyway, that's a little U.S. Open stuff. Pebble's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be awesome with a capital A. You're going to absolutely love Pebble Beach. It's going to be amazing and great stuff there. I wanted to say congratulations. We find out yesterday that Clemson offensive line coach, Robbie Caldwell, one of our favorites here, has been selected to the Furman Athletic Hall of Fame and will be inducted at a ceremony on Friday, September the 20th. He was a great player from over Lugoff Elgin way and played center at Furman from 73 to 75, one of two offensive linemen in the program's history to earn most valuable player honors in the last 46 seasons. As a sophomore, played a key role in their 74 season, turning it around from 2-9 the year before and improving the nation's most improved program. Offensive line coach at Furman from 1978 under head coach Dick Sheridan and was an integral part of their 6 Southern Conference championships. Beating South Carolina in 82, Georgia Tech in 83, NC State in 84 and 85, and a 12-2 campaign in 1985 and a national runner-up. So a great job there. Then he went on to NC State. Then he went on to Vanderbilt, and now he's down at Clemson. So Robbie Caldwell, congratulations there. One of the great ones out there. I just want to send him a big congratulations. The game 6 tonight, is that 9 o'clock? I'm sure it's 9 o'clock tonight. ESPN, 9 o'clock. the Warriors trying to stave off elimination and trying to send the series back to Toronto. I don't know this, and I'm going to look this up. I got a bunch of notes on. I have to look a ton of stuff up live here on the show. I don't know when Game 7 would be scheduled. If you had to guess, when would you say Game 7 would be scheduled? There's Thursday nights tonight. When would you think they'd play?
Tonight's Game 6.
Yeah. If there's a Game 7.
If necessary, Game 7 would be played on Monday.
Actually, I don't know how they're going to do it.
Sunday?
On such short turnaround. Sunday.
How about it?
What are they thinking?
I love it.
Only 72 hours. That's crazy.
Risking the health of the players.
Hard to say after Durant's deal.
Come on.
How do we know on Durant?
We gonna get up there and cry about it again? Get this GM out of my face.
Yeah. Texas said, Mickey, I'm tired. I watched the Braves till 1 o'clock last night. But what a great win by the Braves last night. In case you did not stay up and see it.
Didn't. Wasn't interested.
Could care less. Well, you know,
Stanley Cup final was on. Come on.
But we had a lot of Braves fans out there.
We do.
The Braves were down last night and got a home run by Austin Riley, a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. First of all, there was a tied game before, and Pittsburgh scored the top of the ninth. You thought that was it. Nope. The Braves got an Austin Riley home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, sent it to extra innings, and they won it in 11 last night. Big win, 6 in a row. And now, just for you Braves fans, I think it is very important to go ahead and point out now that the Atlanta Braves have a one-game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East. So congratulations, Brad Sinkath and Ben Milstead. We'll be sitting here patting each other on the back and high-fiving each other and popping champagne because they have a lead in chin.
Is this a three-game series against the Pirates, or is there one more game?
Hold on.
It's a standard question.
One more game.
There's one more game. So
Braves won 6 in a row.
So Johnny Freshface can salvage the series here, winning the rubber match.
Yeah, but I got some bad news for Johnny Freshface.
Oh, boy.
He's a Pittsburgh Pirate fan.
He is.
The Pirates are in last place.
Oh, no.
Right now. Yeah, the Reds are a half game up over the Pirates. The Pirates are only 8 back.
They're behind the Reds?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Do you know how bad you got to be behind William Quackenbush?
You got to be bad. You got to be really
bad. Woo! The Mendoza line.
The Mendoza line.
Woo!
I mean, well below it. You hate to see it.
I hate to see that. When we come back, friendo, I am going to give you a College World Series odds because the College World Series is this weekend. And, I didn't know the noon Braves game today, up to 1 o'clock last night and playing at noon today. Little getaway game there. So that'd be fun for those guys to take care of that. All right, we'll come back, wrap things up. Hey, our friends at Lightstream want to remind you, if you want to save money, you can do that now. The way to do it is you get in touch with Lightstream. Lightstream knows that you want some extra cash and that credit card balances that might be hanging over your head, and that big APR of 19%, the average interest rate right now, can be lowered down to 5.9% with autopay. Simple math to tell you this. In that greater than or equals to sign, 19% is greater than 5.9%. Visit Lightstream, offering us credit card consolidation loans with 5.9% APR with auto pay. Hey, here's the thing now. You can get it as soon as the day you apply, and they make it easy to do this. For my listeners, apply for that special interest rate discount and get even lower. The only way to get that is go to lightstream.com/Mickey. It's lightstream.com/Mickey. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply with offers subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Mickey for more information. Short break, final segment of the show right after this.
I'm installing that cabin air filter you got.
Oh, thanks. The car smells like hot garbage.
I don't smell anything.
Well, your gym bag is a science project. That doesn't bother you.
Purelator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filter with Febreze Freshness?
Yep. It blocks odors while preventing mold and bacteria growth.
Odors from outside, not my workout gear.
I'll take what I can get.
Purelator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters with Febreze Freshness. Available at Advance Auto Parts.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Seat of a John Deere 3E Series tractor, and your next big project will seem a little less big. Because with an intuitive operator station and easy attachment hookup, no job is too tough. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us.
Visit the fine folks at Greenville Turf and Tractor, 722 Malden Road. Run with Greenville Turf and Tractor.
Summer's here, and Edwards Auto Sales has you covered with all your truck needs. All 2019 Ford F-150s get 0% financing for 72 months. The all-new Ford Ranger has up to $2,000 customer cash or 1.9% for 60 months. Take up to $9,500 off MSRP of select F-250 diesels. Stop by or visit our website to see how much in Ford discounts you qualify for. Edwards Auto Sales, lower overhead, 57 years in business, home of no dealer fees in Walhalla.
Did you know that the town of Williamston offers a free 4th of July celebration event on June 29th? Enjoy the classic car show, concert in the park, and one of the best fireworks displays in the upstate. Also join the Bobbers on Big Creek race at 3 p.m. for a chance to win prizes. To enter, shop local and spend $10 or more to earn your entry sticker to the race sponsored by Envision Williamston and the Palmetto Business Association. More details at envisionwilliamston.com. We look forward to a great time by the creek.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of the show. I'll tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Dunes knows they're right in this summer months, just kind of kicking in, and they're getting awfully excited about it. I always want to remind you about Doug Weaver when it comes to U.S. Open time. Doug's one of those historical figures, as there are four hole-in-ones made in the same day. And Doug made one of those four hole-in-ones, and he is the director of instruction at Palmetto Dunes, and the guy that I know works extremely hard, and a guy that I know that really understands the golf swing and does a great job with the juniors there. And you think about what all the impact he's had. If you're thinking about the golf schools they have there, think about some of the free clinics that they have there. I want you to go to PalmettoDunes.com and look up instruction and see Doug and his staff and see what they're able to do for you. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com for beginners, for ladies, for seniors, for juniors, for anybody out there. Let them take care of you. And you know what? Learning about the game from one of the best to ever play the game is a great advantage that they have at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. U.S. Open. We have five local players playing. Tee times, Sam Saunders, 9:45 off of number one Eastern time. 9:45 Eastern time off number one. Kyle Stanley, 10:40 off of number 10. Kevin Kisner, 11:02 off number 10. Dustin Johnson, 11:13 off number 10. And Lucas Glover, 4:25 off of number one. So we have five local players playing at the U.S. Open in the 100-year celebration of Pebble Beach. So I appreciate the folks at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com again for great instruction. And to make that vacation even better, think about Doug Weaver and his great team he has there at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Mr. Or24, we have the College World Series coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I have odds for you to win the College World Series. Right now, Michigan is the long shot at 14-1. Auburn is at 10-1. Florida State, Mike Martin's 17th trip in his 40th year. That's pretty good, by the way. You go 17 times in 40 years.
Boo.
9-1.
Boo.
I think there are, I don't think there's three teams win it. I think there's five teams who can win it.
Give me the five, starting with number five.
Texas Tech, 17-2.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville is 8-1.
Who?
that was a flimmy one.
Yeah, I'll tell you something in a minute.
What?
This is because it just keeps getting more outrageous. Mississippi State 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt and Arkansas co-favorites 3-1.
Johnny Freshface.
Last place.
Johnny last place, Freshface.
Got a good little rhyme to it.
It's not bad, is it?
No. Last place, Freshface.
Last place, Freshface. Can't say that five times fast.
We would, when I worked in the golf business, I worked at
clear my throat after that.
Yeah. I worked at Palmetto Dunes for a while, and then I worked at Harbortown for a while.
PalmettoDunes.com.
Yeah. And to pass time, when I worked in the pro shop at Harbortown, the guys would have a, to make the day more interesting, you would kind of have fun on the telephones. First of all, I told this before about the telephones. I always hated this phone call right here. Hey, We got four players. Anyway, we get tee time for Saturday. Yes, sir. What time are you looking for? Oh, I don't know. You got anything around noon? And I said, yes, sir. I've got a 12:02 for four. Open up. He goes, let me see. You got anything later than that? I'm like, hold on, dude.
You said noon.
I gave you 12:02. Now you want it later. Make up your mind, pal. What do you want? See, people on the phone, and they kind of choke, they kind of panic a little bit, get a little anxious, and they're kind of, I didn't know he was going to say that. But, so in order to have fun, we did two things. When you worked outside, we caught pine cones. You hear one catch, and so guys, you put money up, and whoever caught a pine cone you do that. The Louisville thing that would get more outlandish every time we say Louisville, and that's kind of now. Reminds me of what we would do there, in that we would say, we start out at like 7:30 in the morning, and you'd say, like Joe Stevens, a good friend of mine, he'd say, good morning, Harbortown Golf Links. This is Joe. How can I assist you? And so the next time they call you, like the next hour, he'd go, good morning, Harbortown Golf Links. This is Joe. How can I help you? And then it would get to, by the time it was like your shift was over, like 2:00, it'd be like, good morning, Harbortown Golf Links.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Anyway, so we got all that kind of stuff.
That's
so
fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good.
My favorite story that you tell about those days is the, I can't remember his name, the older gentleman that had to buy the shirts or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
Bob
story.
Hannigan.
Yeah.
That story is... First of all, Bob had a somewhat of a little speech issue in there. And so he'd say, hey, Bob, when were you in the war? He'd go, oh, signed up for it, 1944 and 45. If somebody come to cash register, So, hey, I want to get a Coke, a hot dog, and a bag of chips. That'd be a 9:44. I love that guy. He didn't like having to wear the shirts or pay for his own shirts, though. So. I bought these shirts. I'll wear them when I want to. Anyway, I love that guy, man. June 7th, 1944. I love that guy, man. He was awesome. Anyway, all right. So tomorrow's show, we have our outdoor hunting and fishing report. We're going to get a full U.S. Open deal. You know what? I can't wait for you.
Yeah.
Is you're not that familiar with Pebble Beach. I can't wait for you to text me like I texted you during a hockey game last night.
Yeah.
Of the show of, man, I had no idea the place was this beautiful. Look at those cliffs. Look at those beaches. Look at that. Those waves crashing up. Look at this unbelievable setting. Man, this golf course is beauty. And I told you before, and I never thought I'd say this. Look, I like the U.S. Open, and I like the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not be opposed to having Pebble Beach as just the full-time host of the U.S. Open.
You texted me last night during the hockey game. And I said, you said, like, now it's over, something like that. And your feed was ahead of mine. No, but it was funny because I used it to look like a genius in front of Kristen. I was like, you're feeling a Blues goal coming here. Like, this is evident. And like 10 seconds later, they scored. She goes, how did you know that?
You thought you were really smart.
And I was like, oh, man, I could just tell.
You could just tell.
Yeah.
How, you told me something I did not know. I've heard it before, but I don't know why.
What?
You said a 3-0 lead in hockey is
the worst lead in hockey.
Why?
It's just the worst lead in hockey. You start to rest on your laurels a little bit. You get back on your heels, and you give up one. You know, you still got two to rest. You still got two to play with, and you give another. Then it's a one-goal game. Anything can happen in a one-goal game. Pull the goalie. It's 3-3. Next thing you know, you lose in overtime.
Nah, see, that's a boy. What a defeatist attitude that is.
It's the worst lead in hockey. It's just they say it to keep you working during the game.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'd say 3-0 lead's better than a 2-0 lead.
I would agree.
To be honest with you, I think a 1-0 lead's the worst lead in hockey.
And that could be right, but you're not worried about not working at a 1-0 lead. You're not resting on anything. You're going to continue to attack.
Yeah. I did not watch the first period last night, but I watched the final two periods. Apparently, the goalie, Bennington.
Jordan
he stood on his head in the first period?
Bennington, yes, he did. He was fantastic.
He had a great save late in that game, too, when it was just 2-0 still.
He had great saves throughout the entire playoffs.
He was amazing. But back in the thought of this, Shinnecock's great. I liked Aaron Hill. Some didn't like it. Oakmont is fabulous. Nobody liked Chambers Bay, but I liked it. But they didn't like that. Pinehurst is nice because it's so local. Marion turned out to be a great venue again. Olympic's beautiful. Congressional. Bethpage, Torrey Pines. These are all great venues. Wingfoot.
Can we rotate?
We can, and we're still going to.
A select amount, though.
We're still going to.
Torrey Pines, Pebble, Bethpage, Shinnecock, and you can put the fifth one in there if you want to.
Well, you can let me pick it?
Yes.
I mean, I like tradition. I like some of the traditional sites.
So
love Oakmont.
You want Oakmont?
I love Wingfoot's so hard.
You want Oakmont or Wingfoot?
I like Shinnecock.
I already put Shinnecock in there.
All right, so what do you got now? You got Shinnecock.
I got Torrey. I got Pebble. I got Bethpage. I got Shinnecock.
I like Baldestraw. I like Hazeltine. Oak Hill. Yeah. Olympic I like.
You like Olympic?
Yeah, it was too close. So you can't have it all that close out there with all that. Congressional was okay. They like moving it around. Marion was awesome. I don't know. Just give me Pebble, man. I just like it. It's the best of the venues.
It's already in there. It's four.
I know.
How about Jared in Greenville here on the text line? Says, dear Mickey and Zach, download the golf club game on PS4 last night. Stayed up way too late playing.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, but I didn't mean to.
That's going
to
happen. Next thing you know, you're 90 holes in, and there you are. Are you on the PGA Tour yet? Did you get out of the web.com tour?
I don't do that stuff. I just play the golf courses. Brad Hughes, my also agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. You look at me like I'm an idiot for not doing that. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes.
I'm trying to make a living over here, you know?
Yeah, but you got too many bad courses on there. Too many stupid courses on there.
There are dumb courses, but I win those courses.
I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. Get in touch with him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I'm going to forgive you. I did the show 3 days on the road. It was great. I get to see my son during the breaks. I got some breakfast during the breaks. You didn't bring me any breakfast this morning.
Didn't.
But most importantly, I didn't freeze. You know, I wear long pants and a long shirt every single day to shirt. Here we are to work. It's June the stinking 13th, and I've got to bundle up over here like an Eskimo.
I haven't touched anything today.
It's just unbelievable how cold it is.
It's cooler outside than it is inside today.
But even then, when it's 100 outside, I still got to wear long sleeves because of the way you treat me around here.
You have it rough here at the station, to be honest with you.
I do.
So thank you for your service.
We finished things up. Skip the music. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have?
Skip the music?
Yeah.
A fun little developing thing in the NFL. The Pats, the New England Patriots, are filing tampering charges.
I saw this.
Against the Houston Texans for attempting to hire Nick Caserio, I believe his last name is, the general manager up there. Interesting to monitor there. I don't know what's going to happen of it, but it's really always a pleasure and a treat when New England chooses to accuse other teams of cheating in the NFL.